Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world.
Metal Babe Mayhem, taking over one shirt at a time. We are here in the studio. This is Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. You're listening to on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 with your wonderful hosts, Jennifer DeVoe and the other Dave Navarro.
That'd be me.
Not to be confused with the guitarist.
That would be me.
From that band.
Not the guitarist.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah, anyway, Jenny's Real Talk of the Block today, here April 26th, Wednesday, and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have Allison Metal Babe Mayhem Cohen in the studio with us, rock journalist and clothing slash jewelry designer. She always hooks us up with the greatest shows and tickets, or all kinds of stuff. She interviews all kinds of great artists, bands, fun times. Never stops with this woman. So, hey, hello, Allison. How are you doing?
Hi, Jen. Nice to be back on the show. Yes. Thank you for the great intro.
Well, this time you're on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. See, last time you were on that other show.
What show?
Steph and Jen Get Real. Yeah.
What show?
What was that?
I don't understand.
There's no other show. There's never been any other show. It's
exactly.
Only this one. Okay, so good. This is called the Do-Over episode.
Right.
Because that movie just came out.
No, this
out
is this
Adam
is
Sandler,
the
Do-Over.
This is just the one. This is just the one.
The one over.
Well, just the one over.
It's the one over. We have a caller calling in. Hold on. You're going to have to wait for that news for a second.
Somebody, no problem.
Really, this guy. Okay. You are on the air. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to?
Hello, good afternoon. May I talk with James?
With who?
I'm Belgium, from Colombia. May I talk with James?
There's no James here.
I love these wrong numbers.
We have a JJ here. You call him for
JJ? Yeah. You work in radio, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you talk.
Okay, yes. I need to talk with him because we're going to do like a proof. Soundproof.
Oh. Yeah, I think we're talking about the wrong person. You've called into Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, but it's been real fun talking to you. Have a nice day. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, folks. I thought she was calling in to talk to
you.
Well, I thought she was talking about my husband, James Muse, but well, anyway.
Wrong
As I call
people.
Him, JJ. So, wrong number. Anyway, that person was calling in like 5 times just to talk to James.
Nice.
Wonderful prank calling on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Anyway, here is the other Dave Navarro with the news from the world and around.
It's April 26, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. In local news brought to you by NBCLosAngeles.com, news correspondents Heather Navarro and Wire Services. Father released after arrest as search for South Pasadena 5-year-old continues. The father of a missing South Pasadena 5-year-old was released following an arrest as the search for his child continued Wednesday. The father of Aramazd Adrizian Jr. was discovered unconscious in a park over the weekend with no clue where his boy was released at 4 p.m. Tuesday from Central Jail, according to South Pasadena Police. Police were still searching for witnesses and said that the child's father could be rearrested if more information emerges. Adrigian's attorney told NBC4 he was released due to insufficient evidence. Investigators searched his South Pasadena home but found nothing. In U.S. news, brought to you by the Associated Press, I'll be praying for you. Americans assess Trump's 100 days. They are young and old, a high school student who can't yet vote, a Vietnam vet who did so proudly. They hail from all corners of the United States and very different walks of life. A down-home boy from Kentucky, a third-generation Mexican-American from Texas, a stay-at-home mom in Pennsylvania, and an Iranian immigrant in Los Angeles. Some oppose Donald Trump and all that he stands for, while others voted enthusiastically for him. Now they are critiquing him. 100 days into Trump's presidency, the Associated Press returned to some of the everyday people interviewed these past months to ask them to write a letter to the president evaluating the job he's done so far and looking ahead to the months to come. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Fabiola Sanchez and Joshua Goodman, Venezuela threatens to exit OAS as pressure on Maduro mounts. Venezuela is threatening to pull out of the Organization of American States as the socialist government's response to political unrest that has been blamed for 27 deaths in recent weeks draws rebuke from the hemisphere's major powers. Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez said on state TV late Tuesday that she had been instructed by President Nicolas Maduro to initiate the country's withdrawal from the Washington-based OAS if the region's foreign ministers hold a meeting on the country's crisis without his administration's backing. In entertainment news, Jonathan Demme, Silence of the Lambs director, dead at 73. Brought to you by the Associated Press correspondent Jake Coyle. Jonathan Demme, the eclectic, ever-enthusiastic filmmaker behind the Oscar winners The Silence of the Lambs and Philadelphia, and the director of one of the most seminal concert films ever made, The Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense, has died. He was 73. Demme's publicist, Anna Lee Paolo, said Demme died Wednesday morning in his New York apartment surrounded by his wife, Joanna, and three children. Demme died from complications from esophageal cancer, she said. In basketball, the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs continue as the Atlanta Hawks take on the Washington Wizards. Both teams are tied at 2 wins and 2 losses. Also tied at 2 wins and 2 losses are the Chicago Bulls and the Boston Celtics. They also play each other today. In hockey, a brand new series begins today as the Nashville Predators take on the St. Louis Blues and the Edmonton Oilers take on the Anaheim Ducks. In weather today, it's a warm and windy sunny day today with a high of 84 degrees and a low of 62. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high of 80 degrees and a low of 62. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
I just have one thing to say to that, Tave.
Yes?
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hairs again.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, you brought it up.
Well, they brought it up. I'm just reading it.
The Lambs dude died. I just had to go there. Clarice. I ate his liver with some nice Chianti. Some fava beans.
That was epic. Those were amazing movies.
One of my favorite movies ever made on the planet. I'm sorry, I'm creepy. Anywho,
that's nothing new.
I was watching Cooties this morning. Cooties! It's a comedy horror movie. I said, does that mean it's a calm whore?
Oh.
It's a horror comedy. Romantic comedies are rom coms. It was supposed to be a calm whore or a ho com.
Oh, come ho, come ho. It's off to wrong movie completely.
Sorry, I just thought that was funny. But anyway,
I just added to that one. So
movies about children being zombies and ripping their teachers apart is always funny.
Well, that's what every student in America, you know, wishes they could do when they're in high school to that one teacher that they can't stand.
I know, right?
Am I right, Allison?
Well,
were you like that? Were you like that?
I was a good student.
Oh, get out of here! You were not.
I got all A's. I was like student of the week, honor club.
Really?
I was. Swear to God.
Huh? Were you? Well, were you always?
I went to concerts all the time.
And it's not just because she's Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. She's a very good student.
Well, here's, well, I mean, did you always want to be in journalism in high school? Or
no,
is it
actually,
something that you
no,
just got into?
I never even thought about it until about 2008. I am a word freak. I am a grammar and spelling perfectionist.
Nice. Me too. Yeah. I love it. Me too. I love
yeah,
that.
Exactly. So that's actually what led me to it is because it just made sense. You know, I go to concerts all the time. I love music. I like to share my stories and, you know, promote bands and help bands. So
that's awesome.
I started writing because I just want to share the word, and it just made sense since, you know, I already love grammar and spelling and words and all
and
that
music
kind of
and bands. So it made sense that you would make that transition.
And we both have that in common as well, because I was actually, I've been in journalism since high school.
Good.
Got my degree in journalism and everything, so it's like one of those things where it's like I didn't stop.
Yeah,
I don't know how I didn't stop.
I just did
it
all through. I just did it all through college and stuff. I always wrote. My kid's a writer.
I hate writing though. That's the irony of ironies.
My whole family's like that. We're all writers. My son's a published poet like three times
now. Okay.
So yeah, we all write in one variation or another. I mean, I've always wanted to do the journalism like what Allison does. And I always thought Allison is my mentor.
Aww.
Oh, nice!
I look up to her.
Thank you.
I actually do look up to you because you do a lot in the industry, the things that I love to do, and I've always wanted to do the same kind of stuff that you do, like promote bands. And
you're doing it now. You've got the platform.
I know, and I think it's but watching strong women like you in the industry helps me to have that confidence to to do that.
Well,
to see that I can do the same thing, like I have, like that it's possible.
I got chills. I appreciate that.
But it's possible. Anything's possible. It's L.A., you know what I mean? And
everything's possible in L.A. It's LA. Like Pretty Woman, like in that scene from Pretty Woman, welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream,
It's true. It's the truth.
It's also the truth. It's also the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
But you have to put the work in.
That's very true.
See, if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get anything out of it.
I agree. And I just want to say, too, and this is something I've been doing since the beginning, probably my whole life, but professionally with Metal Bay Man, 10 years, is you find good people with common interests and you work together.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we've been doing. We've been helping each other out. We've been promoting each other. We've been doing ticket giveaways together.
And I think that's a big thing. That's a big thing.
And that's very important. And that's very rare to have, in this industry, especially in this industry.
People that work together.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get at each other.
Everybody's like, me. Everything's about me, and who cares about you? And screw you! And I'm going to stab you in the back.
Yeah, no,
I don't. I'm not like that. Well, you're from the Midwest, right?
Part.
Her and I talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
And I'm from Maine, so it's like the same kind of upbringing.
Oh,
you know what I mean? You don't do that kind of stuff to your fellow man. You help each other.
Well,
grow
it's funny. It's funny. Like people get it twisted because they think that people from LA are like that. I'm from LA. I'm not like that.
No, not everybody from LA is like that.
So that's why
a very
it's
common misconception.
Yeah, it very much is so.
Very
and I'm just like, are you
just wrong?
Miscontraceptive? What?
I didn't
hear
contraceptive. We're in the valley,
right? So, so Allison, so you, how did you get like involved in the rocks? Like you were already in the rocks in your high school, you said, but how did you end up mixing the two, journalism and rock, at the same time? Like, where did you start with that?
Thing, yeah.
So I started way before high school, first of all. I started going to concerts at 11.
Wow.
So I've been pretty much going to concerts.
Rock on.
For
what was your first concert?
It was Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great.
The circle around, like we did it a month or so ago when you did the Bon Jovi thing.
Exactly.
And you were doing that Bon Jovi promotion thing. I love that. That was great.
Yeah, I've seen him like 30 times.
But that's so great.
Yeah,
that was your first concert.
At 11, and so I've been going to concerts regularly since. Always loved music. And in St. Louis, I worked at a music store and a clothing store, Rock and Roll Clothing.
Nice.
And one thing I did there is we had both, and they're still there in St. Charles, Missouri, Glad Rags Music Reunion. And we might even branch out here, keep posted all other stories.
Nice.
But back to that is I would work in the clothing store, and then I would have free range to go to the music store and get CDs. There's, 50,000, 100,000 CDs, however many's in there. And I would walk over every day at my shift, pick a few. Somebody walks in, have you heard of this band? I don't know. I'll go find out. So I had my chance to turn people on to music there. And also, I always promoted bands, every time, all through high school, I'd promote bands every time, Gilby Clark would come to the town or just whoever I was a fan of. Mm-hmm. I would go to this is back before, the whole internet, we'd go to the copy store, we'd cut and paste, with my glue stick. I was like, I'm like old school,
Hell yeah. I always love those projects. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it's
fun.
I would always do that. And then in college, for my internship, one of them, I worked for a high-frequency marketing company based in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And there, I was their St. Louis rep for 2 years. I helped out Buck Cherry, Limp Bizkit, Sting.
Oh, wow. So, Buck Cherry. Oh,
yeah,
my
I mean,
gosh.
I,
those
like,
are
every
great
time
bands.
They'd come to town, I'd put posters all over. We'd do interviews, you know, hang out.
That is so great.
So slowly but surely, that's how you started getting in there.
Know,
it started, like,
meshing in
there. One
thing led to the next. And, you know, it's funny. I say this all the time, too. I swear to God, when I first, you know, was growing up as a kid, and I heard, you know, Bon Jovi. I'm sorry, not Bon Jovi. Poison and Motley Crue singing about the Sunset Strip.
Those
I said, you know,
bands.
I'm going to move to LA and I'm going to do something in the music industry. I don't know what, but I'm going to do it.
And how's it been going for you so far?
It's been great. I just had my 10-year anniversary with Metal Babe Mayhem, and I'm a rock journalist with a clothing line. I have, you know, some of my favorite musicians wearing my clothing all over the world. I've got fans and friends wearing my clothing. Mm. I have a huge support
team. I'm one of them.
I'm curious, how did you get into Metal Babe Mayhem? It's a. By the way, it's a tongue twister. I say that three times.
Metal Babe Mayhem.
I actually kind of regret that name for two reasons. One, nobody can spell mayhem. Two, nobody can remember it. I swear.
Mayhem is awesome.
It's like my husband.
That's the perfect
said
word.
The other day, it's like the month of May, and then like you hem something, but people just they can't spell it. So I actually came up with metalbabe.rocks, and if you go to metalbabe.rocks, it will go to my website, but nobody can remember that either. I don't know. And
it's
also,
just stupid.
I do a lot
it's
more just than dumb. Just metal. So, unfortunately, I feel a little pigeonholed because Metal Babe Mayhem is basically everything except country, rap, and, you know, anything.
See, I just put rock.
Exactly.
Whenever I talk about you, I just say rock journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't want to, like, necessarily pigeonhole you into... Because rock covers many different subtypes. There's many different subgenres of rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just metal.
So, wait. So, I'm curious. So, is Metal Babe your company? Mm-hmm. Or is it... Oh, okay. So, you just started... What was it, like a blog or something? It started off as a blog? Or
I know we're kind of jumping around a lot here. So basically in 2004, I moved from St. Louis to L.A. Mm. I got a degree, you know, bachelor's degree, marketing communications. Nice. I was working a real job, you know, and I hated it. I was dressing up every day. I was wearing, you know, nice clothes. And they kept throwing money at me. You know, I was, like, managing 16 people. And, you know, I'm like, this isn't me. I'm selling my soul. I don't care how much money you give me or pay me, you know, for working. So a friend at work says, I've never met anybody who knows as much about music as you do. We need to do something about that. So we brainstormed and we came up with the idea for a rock and roll game show. So
nice.
This is 2006 and we came up with it. I still have it. I'm still looking. Anybody out there? I would love to get this out someday. And in the process of our game show, I said, we need a logo and we need to build a following. So when the game show comes out, we'll have a built-in following to listen, you know, watch our show.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to the next. We split. I took over the company. The logo is Lips and Bones. It was designed by Bill Bronson 10 years ago. And we made our first guitar pick necklaces, followed by T-shirts. And now I've got about 300 products online.
Wow.
So one thing led to the next. About 100 are mine. And then I saw Alchemy Gothic, Shrine Clothing, Guitar Clef, Albion for Leather. I have a lot of other companies I sell as well. And licensed jewelry we mentioned briefly.
Yeah, I've seen some of your stuff on Instagram. You have an Instagram as well.
What's
your Instagram?
Everything's Metal Babe Mayhem. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest.
Yeah, because if you guys go on the Instagram, she's got like all her products on there.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. I was just telling her before the show started that she had like these wrist things. I love the wrist. What are they called?
Wristbands.
Yeah, the wristbands.
Wristbands.
And she's got one that has Slayer on it, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
They're just so amazing. I'm just like, oh, I want one so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so cool. So, yeah, if you guys want to go check out her stuff, check out her Instagram, you know, check out her Twitter, you know, check all
that stuff.
Go to the website.
Yeah, and if you actually want to buy something, go to metalbabemayhem.com.
Exactly.
Please buy some stuff.
And we got, and Jen, we got tickets, right?
Yes. Call in 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, and you can win two tickets to see Me First and the Gimme Gimmies at the Fonda Theater on Saturday, May 13th. Doors open at 8, shows at 9, and that's at the Fonda Theater. It's 6126 Hollywood Boulevard.
There
so
you go.
Call
us.
I'm putting posts up.
Do it now.
Okay, so let's start playing some of the songs here.
Yeah, do it.
Who did you want to play first? I have four different songs by different artists. This is from Metal Babe Mayhem playlist.
Oh, she's got a playlist on there, too.
She has a song playlist that she does weekly, I believe, right?
Monthly.
And she has different bands that she features. So these are four of the bands that she's featuring recently.
Nice.
You know, so this month.
Yeah, I think we should play Smash Fashion because they are super fun, high-energy rock band. I am a new fan in the last year. They just opened for Enough Snuff and Ace Frehley. I met their singer, Roger, at the show. And got a CD and fell in love with the band. And this song, I think it's called La La Land. We live in La La Land.
Yes,
so I think
makes
it might
sense.
Be
plus, that movie just went
out. I was about to say that right now, too. You took the words out of my mouth.
It kind of all like goes together. So here is Smash Fashion with, looks like Stay Off. I'm not sure what this is, but listen to this. This is a good, sounds like it's going to be good.
We'll be right back.
listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. That was Smash Fashion with, I believe, La La Land. And we are here interviewing Allison Middlebay Mayhem Cohen on our show today.
It had a beat to it. Like the beat.
It was good. It was catchy.
It was catchy. It
had a nice little ditty to it. I like it.
I can't believe you just sort of used the word ditty.
I said whippersnapper earlier today.
Oh, my God. You're, like, dating yourself right now. For God's sake. What's the matter with you?
I was raised by my grandparents.
Dag nabbit.
Yes. Dag nabbit. You ornery cuss.
I don't even know. That must be an East Coast term, because I don't even know what the heck that means.
You don't know what ornery cuss means? Okay, anyway.
No, no point. When I hear ornery, it reminds me of the Water Boys. Like, you know, alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
You sound just like him just now.
Mama said,
you know, mama said. You're taking too damn long to say what mama said.
Well, I'm saying. That's all. Well, he stutters.
I know that, but I'm just saying you're taking too long to do that.
Give me a break here, all right? Allison's like, what the hell did I just get into right now?
I'm waiting.
Right? I'm waiting to find out.
That's always a secret between Bobby Boucher and his mama for some reason. I don't know why.
Bobby Boucher.
Wow. That's new.
Turn it off.
So, wrong phone to call, folks.
Call 203. Sorry. Call 323-203-0815.
Yeah,
you gotta call the show.
That's what you got to call. You can't call Jen's cell phone because
cell phone.
It's just all confusing.
It's not gonna work.
It's just all confusing. So Allison. So tell me. I know you've been pretty much interviewing rock bands and everything. Tell me, what's it like? What's it like actually being behind the scenes? What's it like? Like, what's the craziest story you've ever had? And you're smiling because you probably have a few, so...
Yeah, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I mean, what's it like, first of all? I'll answer that is I am a music fan, and I will always be a music fan. And that's why I do it. And I work with local bands here in LA who haven't even put out their first song or CD yet. And I work with the biggest, most established bands in the world that have been around for 30 years and have released a dozen or more albums. And everybody in between. And one thing I do personally is I treat them equally. And, I don't know, maybe other people do or don't, but to me, everybody started somewhere. And I want to help those people who are at the beginning stages get to the next level. And I am honored to be interviewing and working with the people who are there that I grew up listening to that now I'm interviewing, reviewing their shows, and they're wearing, my merchandise all over the world. So
it's almost like you're a publicist / manager.
I have so many things I do. I just really keep telling myself I'm a rock journalist with a clothing line and narrow it down, but I'm doing 10 million other things, and every day I get asked to do 10 more things, and I need to try to say no, but it's hard because I want to help everybody, but I'm only one person. So yeah, I have this whole daily struggle where I just pretty much work 24/7 and don't sleep so I can get it all done. And I do pretty well. I mean, I'm very productive.
Do you do it on your own, or do you have staff or anybody?
No, it's just me.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's just me.
I started outsourcing some of this stuff.
I know. I have a great support team. I have friends, of course, who help me. If I ask for help, people will jump in as needed. But, everybody's working on doing their own thing, struggling. Nobody has much money. So, yeah, I have a great support team. But as far as, the company, it's just me.
Wow.
And I don't know, crazy story. Let's see. I did go to Vakin in 2015 to see Sabotage and a Trans-Siberian Orchestra make history. I don't know how familiar you are with the Vakin Fest, but I did go to Germany for that. And Armored Saint played too. And I had VIP press. So, I mean, that was insane. And
for those who don't know what the Vakin is, what is that exactly?
It's in Germany. It's a festival that takes place outside. About, 8,200 bands play. 100,000+ metalheads are there from all over the world. I spent 3 days there. You have to camp. And I don't know why. I was just so busy with everything else. I'm really bad at planning for stuff. I just, do it, and then I get there, and I'm always not prepared. So, for instance, I thought I was going to be wearing shorts and bikini tops and having a good time.
A journalist that's not prepared.
Not for, that. I get prepared for all, I had all my notes and my... computer, and I mean everything on the business side I had done, but on the personal side, I didn't bring rubber boots. I don't own galoshes. I didn't know I was supposed to. I didn't bring anything warm. I got there, and you know, we get on off the plane, and we have to take a bus and a train, and we hitchhiked, and we jumped in the back of a truck, and then some Germans
held our hand.
That's a
complete adventure that
you
just went
through. I mean, just to even get there, and it's pouring rain.
Oh, wow.
Swear to God, and it's freezing.
Sounds like...
I look like a drowned rat.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a blast.
You know, all for the love of rock and roll. But yeah, I mean, I could go on about that, but bottom line is it actually hit 0 degrees while I was sleeping in a tent on the ground that was leaking because we bought our tent in LA that's meant for, you know, sunshiny days and starry filled nights or whatever. So our tent was leaking. The ground was freezing cold. I only met one American the entire time, and he said that night that he begged a tour bus to drive him to a hotel because he thought he would die if he slept there. And I thought that I might die, too. I mean, I've never been so cold in my life.
Wow.
But it was worth it to see Sabotage and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
And considering Trans-Siberian Orchestra, he just passed away.
Yeah, Paul O'Neill.
No, but that's wonderful you got to experience that before.
Yes, and somehow I ended up right in the very front. Wow. Very front, standing on metal, so I wasn't stuck in the mud during that.
Sabotage is great, too. So. Wow.
And they played at the same time. It was history. It was Paul O'Neill's dream, and at least he did get to do that.
That is so wonderful.
Did you get to interview them afterward?
I went to the VIP press conference, and... You know, again, there was probably only 50 people in there. I did record the whole thing, and I did ask a question just because, hi, I'm Metal Babe from Hollywood. I have to at least make my presence. And I know the band, of course. I mean, they're my favorite band in the world. I've met everybody. So they all knew I was there. And I did ask a question during the press conference, and I did reviews of the show. But, yeah, I mean, that was just insane. And then, you know, all the bands and just, like, the metalhead and the environment. It's just, like, and everybody's so cool. And beer is so cheap. It's, like, $2. And they give you
in Germany?
Cup. Yeah. At this
I'm
festival.
Going.
And then you just refill
them. I'm there yesterday.
And the food. I mean, everything was just amazing there. And then just the music and just the camaraderie. It's, like, everybody just loves metal, you know. And it's, like, I don't know German, you know. But everybody,
Germany,
like, just gets along.
Germany, for me, is, like, a very heavy metal-based type of country. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen, like, there's a lot of people that are, like, you know, into metal in Germany more so than any other genre of music. At least that's what I, you know, what I think. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great bands from there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've heard a lot of them, you know, coming from Germany. So, you traveled. Where else have you traveled besides Germany?
Well, you know, ironically, it's funny. I was telling somebody this story the other day. So, night and day. So, I swear, I almost died and froze to death at Wacken, and then we went to Prague afterwards just for fun since I hadn't been there.
Is that even more cold? Is that colder?
No,
than...
no, it wasn't.
I've never heard
sunny.
Too many people going to Prague for fun, but that's okay.
It's beautiful. The architecture, everything is beautiful, but whenever we first got there, I see a sign, and it said that him, you know, the love metal band from Finland, was playing night.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. They're one of my top favorite bands in the world. So I spent the whole day trying to buy tickets and waiting in line for hours and trying to figure out how to read Prague and whatever. And finally, I got tickets, go to the show. There's no ventilation. I've never been so hot in my life. It's the complete opposite. The floor was soaking wet because everybody's dripping sweat.
Oh.
The air, you couldn't even see. Like, I walked in the bathroom once finally, and the mirror was fogged up. It was just insane. So I, like,
total opposite.
Walked to the front as far as I could, and I stood there holding my hair on my head, soaking, dripping for an hour, barely even surviving this whole experience by myself up front. And then after an hour, I was like, I gotta go, you know, get an air and a drink. But you couldn't leave and come back. So people were basically flocking out of there the whole show. Like, my husband only made it like 3 songs, but then he ran out.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that's crazy.
People are just running out. And then Ville, the singer, he sang with a towel in one hand, and he just drip-botted himself the whole time. He couldn't even move around. It was so hot. And he even went and he got his water, and he gave each band member a water and handed water to the crowd. But yeah, I thought I was going to die, like, sweat to death there. So I'm like, wait, I almost froze it back in. Now I'm sweating to death at him. But, you know, all for the love of rock and roll. I would do both again in a heartbeat.
I'd laugh if she saw that same guy that was dying, you know, back in over in Prague, be like, get me out of here. Now I'm too hot. I came over here and now I'm too hot. It's like, are you kidding me, bro? Really? You're still here? Well, that's cool, though. I mean, so you've gone to those two places.
I love to travel. I'm in 18 countries right now so far. Yeah.
18 countries. What countries?
Well, 10 in Europe on my first trip there. I went from London to Finland to see Hanoi Rocks, actually, to see their farewell tour. So, nice. I don't know who's all good at geography here, but London and Finland are really far apart. So I flew to London and then just went kind of through the country, went through on a cruise through Spain, ended up in Finland for Hanoi Rocks, and then all the way back to London again. So I did 10 countries in 30 days, and it was all music related. There's a great website called the Heavy Metal Travel Guide, and that was my Bible. I went to every coffee shop, cafe, record store. You know, there's a Judas Priest bar in Berlin.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's a huge statue outside of Rob Halford. Like, it was all about the music. I actually did a great, very extensive review you can find on MetalBabeMam.com, full of pictures and interviews and the review of the Hanoi Rock Show and everything.
Well, speaking of music,
play one more song.
We still have more songs to play, and we only have 15 minutes left.
Oh, gosh, we
so
better get going.
So, let's kind of, you know. We have No Angel, Alive, and Society One.
We got to get them all in. I guess since you said No Angel, this is Davey Suicide. He's one of my top favorite performers in the world. Just saw him recently play at the Regent downtown. He's on tour with Dope and Combo Cries, did 41 dates. They're awesome. They'll be playing LA again soon. And they have a new tour coming up. So check out the first single off Made in Fire, No Angel, by Davey Suicide.
Woo, Davey Suicide.
All right.
Sunrise, live forever in your mind. In your mind, would you face me? Look me straight in the eye. Swallow all of your pride just to take me for one night. For one night, it's a small price to pay. Yeah.
Hello.
You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I speaking with?
Am I the third caller?
You might be, but are you going to be coming to Hollywood in May?
If you're flying me down there.
That's probably not going to happen, but who is this?
You know who this is.
I know the voice. Why am I?
You were my boss.
Oh,
we have a disgruntled employee calling in right now.
This is Jen.
What up, dude?
You going to fly me to Hollywood?
No, that might not happen, but...
Oh, come on. I'm the third caller, though, right?
No, we promised were tickets, not airfare or comedy.
Darn it.
You know,
that would be cool, though, huh?
Hey, it was worth a shot.
It was. Thank you for calling. How you been?
Good. How are you?
Good. That's good.
You seem to be doing good. I watch your videos.
Thank you. Yeah, we're
you're
working
live,
on it.
But I'm sure it's nicer down there than up here.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, it is.
It's windy. It's sunny. It's warm.
I'll take wind over 40 degrees and raining.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
I'll take wind, too.
Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, well, enjoy your time down there. I just thought I'd be a smarty and call because I saw it on Facebook.
You're so funny. Thank you for calling. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Somebody
Bye,
was paying
Jen.
Attention. Bye, dude. Somebody was paying attention. Yeah, it was one of my buddies from Maine. That was awesome.
Jen's got fans
nice
all over the place.
I have fans all over the world, baby.
All over the world.
All over the world.
I'm still working on my fan
I know
base.
A lot of people. I know a lot of people all over the world. Okay, so we are talking to Allison Metalbay Mayhem Cohen.
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes, Channel 1 on LA Talk Radio. And we have been talking to her about her wonderful career in the rock music industry, being a rock journalist and designing her own clothing and jewelry. And you want to talk a little bit more about your jewelry and your clothing and your line?
Definitely, yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening in, and thanks for having me. So please go to metalbabemayhem.com, and you will see we've got a ton of rock and roll clothing, jewelry, accessories for both guys and girls. We did a pinup line last year. We have actually 12 pinup girls, all
wow.
super cute. Some of them have guitars, bass, drum. Two of them kind of like each other a little bit. You
Ooh,
know,
that's
know what
right.
I mean?
Sorry.
So, you know, they're definitely worth checking out. They were designed by Bill Bronson, and we also designed three different images. I think two of the pinup girls were for Brooke Lewis, a Scream Queen actress and a good friend of mine, and we made one that's Scream Queen Brooke Lewis, one
nice.
For her Miss Vampy talk show.
I want
show
her
that
on the show
does.
Sometime.
Yeah, let's definitely talk
awesome.
To Brooke about
yes.
that, too.
I love Scream Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's amazing, and we have three different designs together. The other one's called Rock Your Hot Mess. That's
Heck yeah.
Cute.
I like that one. That was a good
yeah,
one.
Nice,
and, you know,
Rock Your Hot Mess. I like
that
it.
That was a good one.
Guys and girls can both wear it and rock their hot mess.
Woo!
So, addition to the clothing, we've got lots of jewelry. Like,
and you designed all this stuff yourself?
Not all of it, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I work with a lot of people. Bill Bronson was the one who, you know, was the artist who actually created the Pinup Girl series and the original logo. And we work very closely together on
nice.
Everything. You know, I give him ideas, he sends it back, we go back and forth a couple times till we have something we're both really happy with.
And this isn't just a local company, this is worldwide.
I mean, it's on the internet, so the internet's worldwide.
Okay.
So,
well, now it's being promoted worldwide because
yeah.
you're on the show, so now everybody...
Yeah,
technically it's worldwide.
Yeah,
period.
Ideally, I can ship anywhere in the world. I have shipped, I don't know, to a dozen or so countries so far. And Armored Saints, Jeff Duncan on guitar, he's worn my clothing all over the world. Tracy Guns from LA Guns has worn my clothing over
Heck
in Europe.
Yeah,
Stone Trigger's
him.
Worn it. I mean, yes, Woo. A lot of bands are wearing my clothing all over the world. So, yes, I mean, sky's the limit, and I can ship anywhere. And we do have a special promo code that we want to give out for listeners of the show.
Yes.
We were trying to come up with a name.
We had originally, like, it was Get Real Global or something. We decided, screw that. We're going to go Jenny's Real Talk. I think that's a good one. What do you
okay,
think?
So
what do
you no think? Apostrophes, I guess. So all one word.
Just
Jenny's
all one word. Jenny's
Real
Talk.
So if you go there, you will save at least 15% off your orders.
There
so
you
go
know.
In. Enter the discount it. Code for our listeners here on the show only. And like we mentioned briefly earlier, we do have licensed jewelry from Motorhead, Pink Floyd, AC/DC,
oh,
Slayer.
Oh, man.
and so much more. Like, we can't, we just have a new guitar strap we came out with Albain called the Studded Star Guitar Strap. We're now making it into a belt, and we're taking pre-orders for that now.
And you also have, like, obviously you have guitar picks and...
I have guitar pick jewelry that we sell. That actually, I make that, you know, little guitar pick chokers and necklaces on chains. I work with a company called Pick Stick that we sell, that they put the guitar picks right onto your guitar strap. It holds 5 actual Metal Babe Mayhem guitar picks. You can order that, so when you're playing on stage, it's right there and easy to grab from anywhere on the stage.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, you have an admirer there, Dave.
I do.
My buddy Jen Raymond from Maine says, who's the hottie with the hat? His name would be the other Dave Navarro.
Yeah,
Jen.
That would be me.
The other Dave Navarro. He looks like Wilson on fucking Home Improvement.
Yeah, right now, because I have the mic in front of my face.
In front of your face. We can't see you, but we can hear you talking. Yeah. I love it. Yes, Jen.
Heidi ho, good neighbor.
To answer your question, that would be the other Dave Navarro.
That'd be me.
My lovely, wonderful co-host on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
So
are we going to play another song? Or
Allison,
just talk about yourself? Well, we can do that. We have 5 minutes. I'd talk about you, but I mean...
Let's do both. Let's talk another minute, and then let's play Edge of Paradise to close out the show.
And that would be that? The...
Alive.
That's Alive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you that I'm definitely going to check out your website. I mean, I've already checked out some of your stuff on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I love the bracelets. The bracelets are, like, you know, my top favorite. And I would definitely, like, I have a lot of friends of mine, too, that would probably love it as well. So I'm definitely going to
hook them up with their special discount.
There you go. There you
go. Jenny's Real Talk, which is the discount, up to 15% off your order.
That's exactly. So what are you doing? Like, what's the next thing that you're going to be doing coming up very soon?
Brand new belt, as I just mentioned. We're in pre-production stages with Albain for Leather right now. We've got several pre-orders, and I'm offering my friends a special discount. If you want to get in on the pre-order, it's only $125, including shipping. It's going to be $150 plus shipping once they're out and on the website. They're black with red stars and studs in the shape of the lips and bones.
They look really cool.
So message me if you want to get in. I'm excited for my first one. We also have patches with the new Starkist logo, which is the Metal Babe Lips and Bones in a red star. Those are on patches. We have 2 enamel pins coming out soon, and we have metal necklaces that are charms. One is a pair of lips, one is a pair of bones, and you can put them on your chain or get it on a chain or a cord. And the enamel buttons we have coming out are the Green Goddess and Scarlet Black of our Pinup Girl series. So we have a lot of new products in the works. We're always coming up with new and exciting things for people out there who like rock and roll products.
So you got to go on metalbabemayhem.com to, you know, be able to keep apprised of the new products that are coming out.
Definitely. And I do have the playlist there. We're playing some music from that tonight. I put up 15 new bands every month. I've been doing this now about 2.5 years. And you can listen to that while you shop. And I think we should play at least one more song before we cut out for the night.
We have 2 minutes now that Dave has yapped his brains out. And we are out of here. You asked so many damn questions of the poor woman, we couldn't even play all the music. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We'll play another
blah.
Week.
Blah. Blah. Just do my job. God. God.
We need more time on this fucking show.
Wow.
I could say fucking all I want on this show.
Wow, fucking
yeah. Anywho, we need 2 hours. Fuck yeah, we need 2 hours.
Are we gonna play the song of what's going on?
We're not gonna be able to. It's not enough.
Okay,
time.
Well, sorry Margarita, sorry Matt. Give a shout out to Edge of Paradise and Society Please. One because we wanted to play
it's
them
okay.
today.
We'll feature them up on our stuff.
We could feature them next week's show.
We can. I can still play them next week.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You know,
yeah, we can still do that. So we will still play your songs. It will happen. And we'll feature your songs if it's okay to feature them, like a link to them or anything. I mean...
They're on Metal Band Mayhem's website right now. If they go to the current playlist for April, they can hear the songs right now. There's actually like 19 songs up. I tried to stop at 15, but I got so many great songs in last month, I just kept putting them up.
Okay.
So 15 plus songs go up each month.
And that's cool, though, that you have... I like how you do that every month, and I think maybe we should start doing even more ticket giveaways and, some little side things. Mm-hmm. I want to start throwing some events, too, and have you come there and have a merch table of your own.
Okay, thank you.
You know what I mean? Sell your merch while we're rocking out with some bands.
You just call it Mersh?
Mersh.
Mersh. I was just checking.
So they call it, man. You know what I'm saying? The Mersh. We gotta order it. You know what I'm saying? Sell it.
Do you know what I mean, man?
Do you know what I mean, man? You know me? I'm Tony Montoya. This has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio. We've been having fun here in the station with Allison Metal Babe Mayhem Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Anyhow, Jennifer DeVoe and the other Dave Navarro having a wonderful host.
That's right.
And we're fucking out of here. See you next week, every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Asshole.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.